Brad, it looks like it's going to be me and you and Sleeper next week.
Shocking. Josh, if you don't make the title game with the running backs you have, you should... I don't know what you should do.
You should welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Brad, Josh, and Eric. We're all here. We're all talking about our stuff, and I hit the record button because it's way more fun that way. But let's have some fun, boys. All three people are here. Josh has had a great weekend. And, yeah, let's get going.
Yeah, it was a blast.
You know what? That's the curse of the Jobu is what it is.
Oh, yeah. Because you are you last in redraft, Josh?
No, yeah. No. The Jobu is our dynasty championship.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm returning to the game, the championship game. So.
Yeah, but you sold your soul to Jobu to win. So negative.
I didn't sell my soul, but yesterday was a rough day, Bob. Not gonna lie, it was a very trying day.
Well, stop doing voodoo with Jobu, and you'll be fine.
I'm just
how
saying.
You do, how are you doing, Eric?
How am I doing? I'm stressed, yeah, man.
We don't need to talk
I'm
about
stressed
this.
Right now.
Why football?
Because I have a minor lead on you in one of our dynasty leagues, and then I have to play you again next week, which is also annoying. And then I have to play, and then seven in my fun league to go to that title game. Can't do anything. I get cute and bench lock it, like I was saying earlier when you started recording without us knowing. So
it was a good call.
Yeah, it was a great call.
That's what I would have done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I would have bench lock it too.
Makes right? Sense. Three straight games, but whatever. Especially with the way he was airing it out to Josh Gordon, I was like, no way Lockett's going to do anything. And then Metcalf got the first touchdown. I'm like, I made the right call. I didn't.
Yeah, now you're so upset you're drinking straight vodka.
It's water, but that's okay.
It's straight vodka. Everyone
little,
can't
little
see
Teeters
it,
in there? Not Teeters. It's not Teeters. I don't even know.
You have Jared Cook and Will Lutz against my Michael Thomas net tomorrow.
Michael
you
Thomas can
fine.
Go off for 30.
He can.
I don't need him to because I'm playing Drew Brees in the other league.
See, I need Jared Cook to take a dive in my other league for me to get in. But I'm like, ooh, I'd rather beat Brad, but I'd like to get in all leagues. So yeah.
But the funny thing is, I have Michael Thomas in both, so I should be fine.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you do. And now you will have successfully defeated Rob yet again if you win this game.
I'm not saying that this early. He's a new man with a new child and a new lease on life. Nothing's been secured yet.
It's just crazy. I mean, the poor guy can't even win. And he had a good score? Team this year.
Oh, that's in our redraft, right?
We'll get into that game a little bit because we got to talk about bosses. So let's just...
On the rushing, like crashing to the like sun. Now I'm dead. Like a
boss. Who were the bosses and who were the bums? And we're starting at the running back position, Mr. Four Touchdowns. Everybody called it. Everybody saw it coming. Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, boy. I know. I saw
you guys all. We all saw that, right? The reason I brought that one straight up is because the reason I'm winning is from my 39.9 points for Kenyon Drake.
Yeah. Yeah, that was solid.
Brad. Oh, sorry.
Well, we kind of need him since he's the one that.
No, I'm here. I'm here. My video just cut out really bad. It's just having technical issues, so trying to cut down the lag time. But Kenyon Drake,
I don't want to hear. I'm recording in a van down by the river.
Down by the river.
Nice.
But Kenyon Drake, out of control, 39 fantasy points. I mean, 137 yards, four touchdowns. Almost, I thought he was going to get a fifth. They gave him the ball three times on the goal line for a fifth.
Very good. Ridiculous. Very good week. Very good week. What about Miles Sanders?
You know, I was going to give Miles Sanders, and I'll give Christian McCaffrey, you know, he got 37 points. So, you know what? I guess that's a boss game for Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Miles Sanders, though. What do you want to say about Miles Sanders, Josh? You've kind of been the Miles Sanders guy all season.
Well, it's because I believe in him, Dick. That's the truth. He's a great player. And he finally got to show it a little bit against the Skins today. That's okay. That's it.
Eric, you want to talk about Zeke?
Yeah, feed him. Look what happens. Don't think about it. Just give him the ball.
His backup had more yards today.
Yeah, but
that was a blowout.
That's a blowout. That's not indicative of how good he actually is. So, if he's in
Saquon Barkley, Saquon Barkley, boys. 30
yeah,
points?
Finally.
Just in time for you to get eliminated from your fantasy playoffs?
Right.
There he is. That's what I was looking for. That's my guy.
Hasn't had a touchdown in 7 weeks.
Oh. Yeah, kind of like a boss receiver this week, Julio Jones.
We'll slide over there before we do bums, I guess. Haven't been on the show for a while. Forgot what happens. I guess we'll talk about wide receivers. Are you more impressed with Julio Jones 38 points or Perryman's 34 points?
Perryman.
Just because it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and Julio Jones was that last second touchdown catch too, which kind of pushed him right over the edge there.
He also had like 20 targets, so.
Mm-hmm. And Hooper was back.
Yes, he was. He almost had a touchdown catch.
All right, let's do bum running backs. Now.
All right, okay.
Bum running backs. Where do you guys want to start?
Philip
Lindsay and his 3 points.
Yeah,
Philip Lindsay's 3 points.
That was pretty rough. I'll be right back.
Okay, Eric will be right back. Josh.
Yeah, I'm here. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
What do you need me to do?
What are the bum running backs you want to talk about? You want to talk about Melvin Gordon? Ooh,
Melvin
Gordon points?
Really hurt you. I think
two
for
lost
me,
fumbles.
Yeah. Him and Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, that was a big disappointment. He's normally just cash money in December. And he let down today with 8.6 points to another guy. Now, he got hurt, but still, you kind of needed him this week. And it was a pretty decent matchup in a game where his team won handily. Dalvin Cook, man, went out with that shoulder injury, but 7.3 points, that's not going to get it done for you.
Okay, so speaking of that, Mike Boone, we going out and picking up Mike Boone? He had 2 rushing touchdowns, and Alexander Mattison is still a little banged up.
If you survived, I think you should grab him.
For sure. If you can roster him in Dynasty, too, just because of Dalvin Cook's injury history, go for it. I'd say do that, too.
And another guy that I want to say let you down, because he's been doing big things as of late, was Raheem Mostert. I know that he still had over 10 points, but you kind of were hoping for a little bit more if you started him this week.
Okay.
I jumped out there for a second. Did we talk about Derrick Henry?
Yes. That's who he was talking about right when you jumped back in.
He was talking about when I jumped back in. Sony Michel?
Yep. No, we didn't bring up Sony Michel. You can talk about it.
Because he's always a bum.
He's always a bum. Well, I thought he'd have a good game.
I thought if you had told me they were going to score 34 points and he would only have 8 points total, well, sorry, 9 in PPR formats, then I would not have believed it, considering they were up. So I also didn't think. Never mind. We'll talk about that with bum receivers here in a minute.
Well, let's slide over there. Let's pivot over the bum receivers.
Yeah.
You want to talk about
Julian Edelman? Go ahead. Thanks, bud. Thanks for the 2 points. You suck.
Oh,
2.9. He's in the 2.9. He's in the 2.9 crew. Let's talk about the 2.9 crew. Julian Edelman, Amari Cooper, and Emmanuel Sanders. If I told you before the week started that you can have these 3 starting wide receivers, you'd be all for it, right?
Oh, yeah. Love it. Love it. Real good.
Yep. Pretty interesting week for receivers.
And they combined did not get you 10 points.
Mm. That's got to sting, Bob.
Yep. But I kind of called the Amari Cooper. I said Jalen Ramsey's going to be on him like white on rice in a snowstorm.
Yeah, well, Dallas didn't need him anyway. So
they really That's didn't.
True. That also hurt it too. Deebo Samuel, I think, let a lot of people down. Really all the 49ers wide receivers. All the Cincinnati wide receivers.
And their fans. Niners let their fans down. Let's not forget about that.
The Niners defense let the fans down. Let's be honest about that.
I thought they played pretty well, considering.
Yeah, well, if and buts are fruits and nuts.
Mm-hmm. We'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Bingo.
What are you going to do?
In a van in the room, down by the river. What's happening over here? What is going on?
We're just having technical difficulties.
Okay. Well, that's what the
kids
fans
in the
come
rooms.
To
kids
expect.
In the rooms. Kid, yeah. All right. So I don't have my stuff right now because my son just took off of what he needed. Tight ends. Any boss tight ends you guys want to talk about? You want to talk about George Kittle?
Big day. Well,
shouldn't we expect him to do that?
We expect it. I mean, when the whole offense was pretty inept. I mean, the fact that he still got his. Is very. Yeah. But
you have to talk about it. Yeah, you have to start talk about Travis Kelce today too. He didn't get in the end zone. He still had 25 points. So,
well, how'd your boy Higbee do?
I don't know. I don't have anything up right now. I lost all my notes. I'm pulling back up now.
He did okay. He did great, but he did okay. Let me pull that up.
I can't pull up anything. I'm basically using dial up right here, boys.
Tyler Higbee, 12 for 111. He had a good day, 14 targets. He led the Rams in targets, which makes me even more angry that I started Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods today.
Mm.
Thanks for nothing, Jared
Goff. That's a sting.
You're a turd. It's Goff's fault. I blame him. You're a turd.
Okay. Turds. Oh, wow. Turd Ferguson.
Yeah. He's, you know what he is? A bum quarterback. Enjoy your
hair. George Kittle at 26, Travis Kelce at 25, Tyler Higbee at 23, Darren Waller had 20. What they had in common is not a single one of them had a touchdown.
Mm. If you need it, I said, don't worry about us. We'll get ours anyway.
I didn't have a touchdown today either, boys.
Yeah. You know who did, though? Jason Witten, number 72, boys. First ballot Hall of Famer.
Is that going to matter whenever he gets eliminated in the first round of playoffs? Or
no, but he's still going to go to the Hall of Fame, like first unanimous first ballot. So,
is there another Cowboys player that will go to the Hall of Fame from this decade, from 2010 to 2020? Will there be another one
from this decade? No, I mean, like
Cowboy.
A bunch of their linemen probably will, and Zeke probably will. You don't think someone?
Are you saying is there an
Zeke will probably go?
I think some of their linemen.
Or when it comes out that Zeke's been murdering people on the side or something, he probably won't go.
Okay, you had Aqib Talib there for a while on Denver, so I don't want to hear it, man. That dude's a maniac.
Do you guys think Tony Romo is going to go for broadcasting? Does that count
for broadcasting? Yes, he should.
That's off as a Cowboy, right?
Off the 2 years he's got under his belt.
There is
Aikman goes for broadcasting now. Well, no, there's the broadcasting wing in the NFL, too. That's how a lot of people got in.
Yeah.
Is it because of John Madden?
John Madden should be in the Hall of Fame for being an awesome coach and an awesome announcer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not for the video game anymore.
True that.
Do you guys even want to do bum tight ends? I mean,
they're all bums.
Okay.
If they weren't like the four guys we mentioned, yeah, they're bums.
They're bums.
Just kidding. Right. Hopefully Jared Cook isn't tomorrow night.
Well, there is one I want to bring up. Hunter Henry. God, 2 points. Catch a ball before the fourth quarter, dude.
Ain't pretty rough day.
All right, boss quarterbacks. There's really only two worth talking about. One of them threw for 200 yards. One of them threw for 450 yards. One of them had 5 touchdowns. One of them had 4 touchdowns. And Lamar Jackson is still QB1, even though he only threw for not even half as many yards as Jameis.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
The human cheat code.
Now, did Jameis throw the all-elusive interception?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, got to have it. It's got to be there.
Is he going to be part of the 30-30 club? I know he's going to be 20-20. Is he 30-30?
I pray he's in the 30-30 club. I hope he leads the league in touchdowns and interceptions.
I want to talk about the Jameis Winston thing, though, because he was cruising through the first half.
Yeah.
Then Chris Godwin got hurt. And that second half offense for Tampa Bay did not look like that first half offense for Tampa Bay.
Nope, it sure didn't.
If Chris Godwin, Mike Evans are out next week, are we still firing Jameis up?
Who's the matchup? I think, who are they playing? They're playing the Saints?
I'm trying to pull it up. Give me a second here.
I believe they're playing the Saints.
They're playing Houston.
Houston?
And they're at home. At home.
Nah, I don't feel good about that.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Houston's offense defense hasn't been great, but if he don't have his normal weapons, man, that's rough.
I mean, I like that better than a Josh Allen or a Jared Goff or
Devlin Hodges.
Yeah. Well, Allen,
you leave Duck out of this, Allen's man. You got leave New Duck England. Out of this.
Goff's got San Francisco. I mean, Tannehill's got New Orleans. Like, there's not a lot of great matchups next week for QBs.
Especially streaming options that you can probably grab out there.
You get Dak against Philly.
Yeah, watch. Philly will get up for that game, though, because that's for a playoff spot. So they'll probably play out of their
That's why I don't want to play Dak next week.
Plus, they're in Philly.
Divisional game. I don't trust him.
No, come on. No, you guys. I don't trust him. You're playing. You play Dak against
Philadelphia.
I'm going to
play Dak, but
I will not.
Dude, they made Dwayne Haskins look like a pro quarterback.
That's true. They did. I mean, I'm going to play him.
Oh my!
But I'm not going to feel good about it just because I know the Eagles always get up to play against the Cowboys. Always.
Come on, you got.
What? So,
all right, let's get into these games. Josh? Go ahead, Josh.
I was going to say, it was funny how the Raiders blew their game today and how the Raiders fans in their last game decided to just boo Derek Carr straight off the field. Beautiful sight. And also beautiful is the stadium that they're building out there in Vegas. It's drove past it quite a few times. It is marvelous. They have some beautiful black glass on it. It's beautiful.
So, hold on, though. But the Raiders fans were even pointing lasers in Derek Carr's face. Like, the Raiders fans from the black hole were shining lasers while the Raiders offense was on the field at the players.
Yeah, that's fair.
They had to stop and say that. All right. Let's get into this game. Let's start. Patriots 34, Bengals 13. Patriots defense picked off Andy Dalton four times, ran one under the house. Stephon Gilmore got two by himself. Brady had two touchdowns, but he only had 128 yards.
Yeah, you really thought that he would have had more, especially with all the tape that they had on the Bengals. I was kind of surprised here. 120 yards, real disappointing day from Brady, but luckily the defense held him up.
Well, I think we talked about it last week, Brad. This is Brady's most inaccurate season. Is that right?
Yeah.
Man, and it showed today. It really showed today.
15 for 29, so just over 50%.
Yeah.
Like, just over.
And Julian Edelman is literally blank. I was watching that game today. He was doubled on most every play because they know he's pretty much all they have.
All right. You guys said Sonny Michel a bum. I mean, the biggest reason he's a bum is PPRs because he doesn't get any. He got one catch for 14 yards, but he had 89 yards on the ground. He didn't get the rushing touchdown. Rex Burkhead got that, which kind of makes you mad.
Bill check.
Kenneal Harry got his first touchdown catch. And James White, three receptions, 49 yards and a touchdown.
Love you, James.
PPR James White. He has to be started.
Mm-hmm.
Bengals side of the ball, the only thing I'm going to talk about is Joe Mixon, man. 25 carries, 136 yards. And he also caught three passes for 20 yards.
This is the way.
Joe Mixon, man. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, if you bought low on him in the middle of the season, good for you because it's really paying dividends now.
Patriots defense is for real, but who do they got next week, you guys said? Buffalo?
They got Buffalo next week. They're at home, though, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's a good matchup, but it ain't a great one.
Yeah, they're at New England, so.
Okay, that helps it out a lot.
Love it.
All right, Tampa Bay 38, Lions 17. Jameis Winston, we already talked about those four touchdowns. And dude, he was on pace for like 800 yards at halftime.
So, I wish he had gotten 800 yards.
Well, he had like 350 yards easy. And then he just kind of, after Chris Godwin got hurt, he acted all dumb.
Yeah, Chris Godwin, 5 catches, 121 yards, came up lame with a hamstring, was carted off. Don't like that.
Nope.
And they are officially eliminated from the playoffs, so we'll see if he plays the rest of the season.
With a win, they're eliminated. Yep. With a win, they're eliminated. Yeah, well, yep. Other teams have more wins than them, so.
So, Breshad Perriman, we going out and snatching him up, starting him?
Breshad the retard? No. I think you have
okay,
to start.
No. Snatch him up. What was that, Josh?
Yeah, snatch him up, dude. I mean, Godwin got carted off. Mike Evans is done for the season. You need, I mean, if you're going to be Jameis' number one target, a guy who's going to throw the ball 40 times a game, and this offense is just humming along, you got to pick him up. You got to take a risk on him.
I agree, but whether you should start him or not should depend on whether Chris Godwin is playing or not. If Chris Godwin's in there, I say play him. If he's not, he's going to get the best corner and he's going to have problems.
I don't think he's going to play because, as Brad just said, the season is over for Tampa. If anything, Jameis is going to try and go out there and get some style points, and I think he's going to be tossing it up to Breshad Perriman quite a bit. They're not going to risk Godwin out there, especially because they're eliminated from contention. They got nothing to play for. Bunch of losers.
That's a fair point.
All right, so here we go. Breshad Perriman, it's easy to say to bench him because he's unproven. Breshad Perriman, Odell Beckham. Rest of the season.
Perriman.
Perriman's upside's better.
Breshad Perriman or crap, I had another name and I just forgot it. Son of
Julian Edelman. Good. Breshad Perriman.
Cooper Kupp.
Breshad Perriman.
Okay. Breshad Perriman. He's got high upside. He's got big boom floor, but I mean, you play to win the game.
Yeah. He could throw a
anything good on the line. Do we want to talk about Lions? Do we want to talk about Hills having 2 touchdowns?
No.
No.
The Hills have eyes, baby. The Hills have eyes.
Eyes for the end zone.
Yeah, that's it. But other than that, man, that Lions team, they're just done skis.
All right.
Packers 21. Bears 13. They coming back? They bringing it back for me?
They got 10 right now. Jerks.
All right, so this is a game in which Aaron Rodgers didn't do a lot, didn't need to. He threw one good one to Davante Adams and Aaron Jones, even though he didn't do much on the ground. Snaked up 2 rushing touchdowns. Pretty boring game overall, though. Luckily, Mitch gave the game away to the Packers.
Yeah, glad I didn't start Mitch this week. He's been on fire lately, but whoo boy.
I really wish you would have.
Running backs
to the Bears. They're all done this for the rest of the season. I asked Eric this on the last show. Josh, you Kylo'd your way out of it. We're done with the Bears running backs for the rest of the season, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, Dave Montgomery, if you're in Dynasty, hold on to him because he's young, but it ain't looking great.
I think if you're in a deep PPR league, like a 14-team league, Tariq Cohen's probably worth a look, but he puts up solid numbers. But only in deep leagues.
Okay, Tariq Cohen or Carlos Hyde, who had 104 yards and a touchdown for the Texans, who beat the Titans 24-21.
I feel like Cohen's more consistent production there. So I say Cohen.
I think you're crazy. Give me the guy that runs the ball. That's fine. Called running backs, not pass catching backs.
He rarely runs for 100 yards and a score, so. And he never catches the ball.
Uh-huh.
So in standard, sure, play Carlos Hyde. But in PPR, I'll take Tariq Cohen.
Deshaun Watson looked human. He had 243 yards, but 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Did add 34 yards on the ground with his legs, which is good. But Nuke came on strong there at the end. 6 catches for 119. Will Fuller got you 11 PPR points. But Kenny steals with the touchdowns. Kenny, steal your touchdowns.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, he did.
I couldn't believe when I saw he had the two.
Good for you, Kenny.
Mm-hmm. You've done nothing all season, but then you snagged 2 touchdowns during the fantasy playoffs, you jerk.
My boy.
Mm-hmm. Your boy, AJ Brown? Is it?
Oh, I love me some AJ Brown.
Yeah, he's the real deal, man. Plus, he got 13 targets. So I think you have to seriously consider him a number one next year.
He's climbing his way up there. He was already a wide receiver two. Now he's working his way up into wide receiver one territory, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Adam Humphries is out, so that's one more mouth they don't have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
10 players on Tennessee got targets. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, but he was the only one to see double digits, so.
Exactly. Mm. That's why just one more mouth out there not getting a target, not stealing away from the most talented wide receiver they have right now.
He's very good.
And Tannehill is still, Tannehill's still a starting quarterback.
Yep. Yeah, if you're going to score 3 touchdowns every week because you can run a little bit, yeah. Yeah, keep playing him, man. He's the real deal.
So, Josh, you didn't listen to our A or B, but I pretty much compare Tannehill's numbers to Patrick Mahomes' numbers. And speaking of Patrick Mahomes, he had 340 yards, 2 touchdowns, but an interception. Not much different. I mean, he's got some yards there on Tannehill, but not that much different.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs whooped up on the Broncos, 23-3.
You have to think that the knee injury for Mahomes is still lingering a little bit. He hasn't performed the way that he should have. Now, he's still performing at a very high level, but not elite like he was last year.
Yeah, when you're that good in the snow with a bum knee and a hand that's bothering you, and you still complete 27 out of 34 and throw for 2 scores, he's incredible. Like, if you have him in Dynasty, you're set for probably for 10 years.
Oh, Lee, why don't you just all make
right,
out with him?
All right.
Yeah, probably.
All right, won't. Josh. What if I told you? That you could be in the fantasy playoffs this week, but your running backs, you have to pick between either Bears running backs, and I'll give you all of them, or Chiefs running backs, and you get all of them. Which one you take?
I didn't ask for any of this.
But you got it.
I'll go Chiefs because of Mahomes over Trubisky. Maybe you get some more dump offs. I'll go Chiefs.
Because Spencer Ware got 7 carries, boys, and 2 targets and 2 catches.
Yeah, I don't like any of it.
Yeah, it's all bad.
We talked about Phillip Lindsay busting. Cortland Sutton got 79 yards, did get 10 targets. He's still a good play. It was a snowy, nasty game up in Arrowhead. But he's still getting targets here if you're alive.
That was Drew Locke's first time in Arrowhead, right, as a starter? That's a pretty tough place to go. Go play. So
it's only the second road game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't sweating it.
That's a tough day. I mean, the running game should have picked him up a little bit, but they were trash. So
they were hot garbage.
Let's slide over to the fantasy game of the day. Dolphins, Giants. Dolphins put up 20. Giants put up 36.
Yeah.
And that's with Eli throwing 3 picks.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
What a way to go out for Eli. Just like the way he came in, bud. Good for you.
But he's back up to 500, which is important.
Sure.
And the Giants play the Redskins next week.
Oh, I want Eli to play and win that game so he'll be 1 game above 500 for his career. I want that.
Do you want to start Eli over Tom Brady in your fantasy championships?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, boy.
Brady's paying Buffalo, yes.
All I got to say is in championship games, Eli outperforms Brady.
That's real life championship games, though.
However, if you are in this conundrum in your fantasy league, things have gone awry.
Two QB leagues. There's a lot of things you can go on. I mean,
things have gone awry.
But yeah, it's quarterback. You've been streaming all year. Devontae Parker, though, new deal, 2 touchdowns, baby. He's still there and he's ready. And as long as he's healthy, I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is a great streamer. You'll be seeing Ryan Fitzpatrick next week, Josh, in our championship game.
Let's do it, bud.
Yeah, hopefully you you paid attention and you saw Devontae Parker clear concussion protocol yesterday, and you plugged him in. Good day for him.
Yep. Golden Tate, though, 1 catch on 4 targets, but it was for 51 yards and a touchdown. Darius Slayton gets another touchdown.
Oh, my boy.
And Sterling Shepard gets 11 targets for 111 yards.
Yeah, what the heck, man?
Eli's slinging it, bud.
He ain't got nothing to lose, but his arm's all rested.
Right?
Yeah.
He was 20 for...
Who cares?
He was 20 for 28. Only 5 of his passes hit the ground because he had 3 picks.
He's slinging it, dude. Who cares? Go out. Go out, baby. Go out guns a-blazing.
Yeah, I agree. If it was my last game, I'd be slinging it like Brett Favre, man. Who cares?
Oh, Favre.
Ooh. Old Brett Favre.
All right, Josh. Eric, since I did this Josh last. You got your fantasy championship next week, but you got to pick between Bears running backs or Dolphins running backs.
What was the first one?
Oh.
Bears.
Or Dolphins running backs? Considering that I said I like Tariq Cohen in PPR and Ryan Fitzpatrick leads the Dolphins in rushing for the year, I will take the Bears running backs.
Oh, good call.
I know nobody talks. Everybody talks about Lamar Jackson's rushing numbers. Let's start talking about Fitzpatrick's. That dude's been playing football since I was in high school. And I'm quite old.
Yeah, same.
You're not that old.
We're only a year apart. So, yeah.
Yeah, you guys aren't that old.
All right, Eagles 37, Redskins 27. Redskins led a lot of this game, which is really crazy. Dwayne Haskins, 2 touchdowns, whatever. Adrian Peterson, 66 yards and a touchdown. The reason I'm talking about these guys is, like I said, they play the Giants next week. Not really scared of that Giants defense. Scary Terry's coming on strong, like he started the season strong.
Mm.
Yeah, so do you guys want to start Terry? Scary Terry? 5 for 130 and a touchdown. Asking for a friend in your fantasy championship, Terry McLaurin, Odell Beckham.
McLaurin. McLaurin with no hesitation.
I forgot to swap him out today, but it didn't kill me because Odell got 15. But woo!
Yeah,
I guess
that's his first 10 plus game in a while.
No, last week. Last week he had a touchdown as well.
Who, OBJ?
Are you in the Snickers over there, Josh?
No. Oh, I wish I had a Snickers. Like, that'd be great.
It sounds like you're like undoing a Snickers wrap or something. All right, we already talked about the man, Miles Sanders, 122 yards, a touchdown. And then guess what? He'll just get 6 catches for 50 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, he's very talented.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Eagles have any healthy wide receivers?
Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert, yeah. You talking about actual wide receivers? No.
No, Ward Jr., the backup, he played quarterback in college. Now he's their leading wide receiver with 7 receptions for 61 yards and got a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz, he's playing pretty well for having nothing to use out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's getting paid to do the job. Do it.
They're going to have to sign Jordan Matthews back again.
Didn't they do that already this season and drop him again?
Yes. And you guys think that the Eagles are going to play well against the Cowboys? Get out of here. Get out of town.
Eagles always get up for the Cowboys. Always.
Always.
Carson Wentz against the Cowboys defense or Eli Manning against the Redskins defense next week?
Eli.
I like Eli.
Exactly.
That's not to say that it's not going to be a close game between Philly and Dallas. Because neither of them are good.
That's true. One of them's got to make the. One of them's
got to make the playoffs. One of them has to make the playoffs. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's all right. Seahawks, Panthers. Seahawks 30, Panthers 24. Eric, go ahead and talk to me about Tyler Lockett's day.
How about no? How about that? How about you talk about Tyler Lockett? Because he should be on the dead to me list. Trash for the last 3 weeks, and you decided to go off for 26 today. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. What do you have? He was the fifth wide receiver today? Fifth best wide receiver? 8 for 120 in a score? On my bench in multiple.
Hey, Josh, how's that hair feeling?
What's that? I didn't hear you there, Brad.
Josh? I got none of that.
Said, okay. How's that? You got that hair? Is it going good? You ready for the hair to come off? You guys having issues hearing me?
Oh, no.
No, I got you now.
I'm not sweating that, dude. The hair either comes off or it doesn't. Who really cares, you know? What's more important right now is playing you next week, bud. That's what I want. I want to play you next week. I want to put up a good game. That's all
I care about. Eric, I want to go back to this because I think you're the only person out here that owns Tyler Lockett. Next week he plays Arizona. Are you playing Tyler Lockett at Arizona or at home against Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Carson. Yeah.
That's fine. Patrick Peterson's old. He'll be okay.
Yeah, Patrick Peterson didn't look great today. All right, Chris Carson.
It's Baker. Russell Wilson's a huge upgrade over Baker.
Exactly. Yeah. Chris Carson, 24 carries. 133 yards, 2 touchdowns. They tried to get CJ Procise involved. He fumbled the ball. So guess what? Chris Carson's going to get all damn carries.
Love me some Chris Carson.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's going to be very useful to you, Dynasty.
Yeah. Kyle Allen, 3 interceptions. The days of him not throwing the ball away are gone and over with and been gone for a while now. DJ Moore, though. Still fine to play. Curtis Samuel's still a fine play.
Yep, he got that touchdown. Again, he's got a nose for the end zone. He just seems to find it every week.
Ooh, a nose for the end zone.
Mm-hmm. God, Christian McCaffrey. I love looking at his stat line. So glad I drafted him.
And that was a window getting rolled down. We got Jacksonville 20. We got the Raiders 16. We got Gardner Minshew back, baby. The Fu Man Minshew's back, leading them to playoff gold.
If I ever meet Gardner Minshew, I'll punch him right in his mustache for what he did today. So that's fine.
Why, dude?
Because
that's rude.
Playing like Garbo all day and gets that late touchdown. I know it was meaningful. Whatever. Not meaningful for me in fantasy, so
that's a window going up.
Yeah, sorry about that, boys. Got a little bit of a emergency. I'm gonna have to roll right now. But
okay.
Sorry, all right. Boys.
All right, buddy. Good luck.
See you later.
Whatever you got going on.
All right, later, guys.
Later. Bad weekend for him.
Yeah. All right.
Chris Conley though, 2 touchdowns. Chris Conley's a nice start when DJ Chark's out, man. I'm all about that. Leonard Fournette though. Oof, it is getting rough being a Fournette owner.
Yeah, I was glad he didn't do very well for you, but he also didn't do very well for me in another league. So it's tough.
Yeah. All right, Derek Carr, Josh Jacobs played. Josh Jacobs is becoming a standard scoring darling. He did catch 2 balls for 20 yards. I guess they were like, hey, I guess the guy can catch.
Yeah. You would think, considering their receiving core, they would be more creative with him. I know John Gruden likes to do he likes old school like offenses, but man, like no linebacker. He's one of those guys that no linebacker could stay with either. They would have to put like a nickel corner on him. I feel like it would open up the offense for a lot of those guys if they just threw him out there once in a while, but they don't.
They have to start throwing the ball because defenses aren't even playing him on passing downs. They don't cover him. They leave him wide open because they know they're not going to throw. They don't even look his way.
But he can catch the ball.
He can. It's a lot like Ben Simmons in the NBA. Like that's how because Ben Simmons finally shot a 3 in the NBA.
Yeah, but everybody knows he's still a bad 3-point shooter. People should know that Josh Jacobs can catch the ball and they should throw it to him.
You don't remember LeBron last year? Who was guarding Ben Simmons, and he went down into the paint and said, bring it. I'm not coming out there to guard you.
Yeah. No, I remember.
Because LeBron also knows he isn't getting called for defensive 3 seconds.
I think they got rid of that anyway.
They didn't. It's still there.
Well, oh no, illegal defense is gone. Excuse me. Yeah. Did you hear that? Yeah.
Darren Waller, 8 for 122, man.
Volume. He's a machine.
Get that man a touchdown.
Yeah, for real. What is that, three straight weeks now?
It's a lot.
It's quite a few. It's probably more than that, actually. I don't think it's Julio bad, but it's not good. He needs a touchdown.
Browns 24, Cardinals 38. Can you tell me why Freddie Kitchens hates Nick Chubb?
I can't, because I love Nick Chubb.
They were on the 1 yard line. Odell got it all the way down to the 1 yard line. They throw three jump balls.
Yep.
And the three guys they threw the ball to, I can tell you right now, they're really Dwayne Harris. Yep, he's a guy I want to throw the ball to.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Seals-Jones is the one who actually I think caught that touchdown pass. And they threw another one to just nowhere because Baker didn't know what to do with the ball.
Yes.
Let Nick Chubb slam that ball in the end zone. Or, if you want to throw a jump ball, I don't know, Odell Beckham?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, with that sports hernia, I don't know if he can go up real well for a jump ball. He looked okay today.
He had 13 targets, 8 for 66.
Yeah. But Ricky Seals-Jones is Ricky Seals-Jones.
It's the Arizona defense. As soon as they said David Njoku's not playing, Ricky Seals-Jones is going to have himself a day. Nick Chubb still did well. He had 127 yards and a touchdown.
He also had 3 for 21. He can catch the ball. Again, this is just like Josh Jacobs or Zeke or any of those guys. He can catch the ball. He's a good receiver. Throw him the football. You don't really need Kareem Hunt.
Do you think the front office is pushing for Kareem Hunt to get the ball more?
I think so, because that was the same regime that drafted him in Kansas City. So I wouldn't be surprised. Yes. But at the same time,
I think that's a lot of it.
Yeah. But at the same time, why is he getting nine targets and Nick Chubb's only getting three? That blows my mind, especially when Chubb took one for 17 yards. He can break.
Hey, I will admit, me and you, we ranked the Arizona running backs perfectly. We said Kenyon Drake 1, David Johnson 2, and Chase Edmonds is a drop. And guess what? That's exactly how it played out on the field. Was Kenyon Drake, we talked about that. Oh my God, it was amazing. And only had one catch for 9 yards. It was literally all on the ground.
Yeah.
David Johnson had 3 carries for 6 yards. I don't think he's Cardinal next year.
David Johnson? No. I'd be extremely surprised. As long as they
it's gonna be hard. It's going to be hard for them to move that contract, but.
Yep. They might have to give up a pick with it, something like that. But
yeah,
I think they'll move him. And you know who I think, and like you said, I bet Tampa's willing to give it up for him. So
the Dolphins could be too. They have a lot of money floating around from where they just cut all those players.
They do. Anybody. And that would be smart for them if they get picked back with it, because they should just be stockpiling picks. So.
Darius Byard, man. 6 catches for 86 yards. Flash in the pan?
I would imagine so, but if he's going to lead the team in targets, you got to think about him, unfortunately. Andy Isabella was hurt for this game, so I mean, I don't even know why he
hurt
played
in this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vikings 39, Chargers 10. If you start the Vikings defense in fantasy, depending on your format, I know in sleeper they got 32 fantasy points.
Yeah. They were unbelievable today.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Melvin Gordon already bumming it out. Austin Eckler was okay, but that's really just because of passing down work. Mike Williams, oh man, another touchdown catch.
Yep.
Coming on strong towards the end of the year. So that's a guy I'm looking at. If you're still making it through the finals, he's one of those guys. If you need an upside play, he's got it there. Keenan Allen, 9 for 99, making it easy for me to say. And Hunter Henry,
yeah, he's
fumbling
a
and just doing nothing.
Yeah, that worked out real nicely for me against you today. Because he did have 5 points, but now then he only had 1.9.
Yeah, because sleeper's stupid.
Negative sleeper is stupid. We need to change that in all of our leagues that we play in.
We are. I've already talked about it. All right, Adam Thielen did play in this game. He had 3 targets for 27 yards. Really, we talked about how Kirk Cousins is when they get up. He did throw the ball 25 times, but he really didn't need to do that. That's more because the running backs were all hurt. Had Dalvin Cook stayed healthy, I think he could have had a ginormous game.
He could have. He absolutely could have, because he probably would have had those 2 touchdowns that Boone got. But, man, he just he couldn't hang in there. So if you survived with Dalvin Cook in your lineup, because I imagine some people didn't, do you play him next week?
I'm worried he's not going to.
If you're in a title game, you're worried that he's not
going to
play?
The thing is they're still in the chase. I think they play the Packers next week, and I think that's for the division. I'm worried it's a shoulder. Same shoulder as before that he got hurt on. Mm-hmm. Same reoccurring injury, and I'm really nervous that he's either could get hurt, could miss time. I mean, it's Dalvin Cook. You're going to play him if he's active, especially in your championship game, because you don't want to have 30 points set on your bench.
Yeah.
And the chances are I don't have somebody laying down there, you know, on my bench.
No, more than likely not. No.
Now, the best thing happened for fantasy-wise is that he's inactive, because then you can make a better informed decision, because he's active. Sure. We're playing him, right? If he's inactive, are you starting Mike Boone over Austin Eckler next week? Not knowing matchups, just in a vacuum.
In a vacuum, I would say no. Just in PPR, no. Because Eckler still gets a ton of targets. He almost gets, and he usually makes the most out of it. I don't know if you can rely on Boone to get 2 scores again. And Green Bay's defense looked pretty good this week and last week. So.
Okay.
In standard, though, probably Boone. Boone's your guy.
Yeah, but you know he's going to get a lot of usage, and that's what, when it comes down to it.
They're a run-first team, for sure.
All right, here it is. Rams 21, Cowboys 44. How about them Cowboys, man?
So, apparently, Jerry Jones was asked where this Cowboys team was all year after the game, and he did not want to talk about it. And I don't blame him, because this is bullshit. Like, and also, if you had told me that the Cowboys scored 44 points, but Dak only had 17 fantasy points, would you have believed me?
No, I'm really surprised that they ran for 263 yards as a team.
Right? Like, that's great if you had Tony Pollard in for whatever reason, but I don't imagine he was started in a very high percentage of leagues. So
not in championship weeks, no.
No. So fortunately, at least, you know, Zeke got the 2 scores. He had over 100 on the ground, and he had a couple of receptions for a decent amount of yardage. But he needs to get targeted more, like I've been saying for weeks. But man, Dak, yeah. I mean, he had an efficient day, but he could have had a much bigger day considering how many points they scored.
Yeah. And what about Tavon Austin getting the touchdown, man? It was a big play, so.
Yeah, it was a 59-yard score.
We
got
to go back. I forgot to talk about this. What about Dak not knowing how to do the coin toss properly? You didn't hear about that?
I don't.
They didn't do the coin toss properly. Yeah, then the Rams thought they were going to get the ball in the second half. I watched the game. In the beginning of the second half, and they're like, oh, no, the Cowboys are getting the ball. Like, what? Wait, Wait, what?
Yeah, it was weird. They were talking about it, and I was like, because I watched the whole game, and I saw them go out, and I was like, I actually second-guessed it because they kicked off, and I was like, I thought they won the toss. And then, yeah, it was just it was weird. It was very weird.
Cooper Kupp's garbage time touchdown. Todd Gurley almost let you down hard by dropping a touchdown pass. Luckily, there was offsides by Michael Bennett's small shoulder pads.
That was the 2-point conversion.
No. There was a touchdown catch, too, that Todd Gurley dropped in the end zone, and there was an offsides, and they just slammed it up the gut the next play for a touchdown. for his only rushing touchdown, because Todd Gurley was 11 carries for 20 yards and one touchdown. There, Michael Bennett.
The 2-point conversion sequence went the same way.
Yeah,
too.
Probably because it's Michael Bennett who.
No, it did.
Who says the cops were harassing me? Oh wait, here's the video. Oh yeah. Sorry.
That's neither here nor there.
But I was there, and then yeah, you saw it.
That was the only thing that really saved his.
Yeah, because Todd Gurley was not efficient.
Saved his day.
He got the touchdowns.
No. Now Dallas, I can't believe Dallas shut down this offense as badly as they did. Robert Woods, he's been good for the last 3 weeks. Only four receptions for 17 yards. He was targeted 9 times, which is nice to see. I think he's still a decent flex option, but man, he let you down today. If you survived with him, good for you. Cup, same way. If he hadn't scored that touchdown, he would have had a very pedestrian day. So Tyler Higbee was the only real shining star on the Rams side of the ball.
Yep. Then let's talk about the shock. Last game, Falcons 49ers. We'll get out of here. Falcons win on a last second Julio Jones catch. We talked about Julio Jones already. Devonta Freeman was nothing. I don't think anybody really started against the 49ers. We said stay away from it. Austin Hooper was active. Uh-huh. He did nothing. Russell Gage really did nothing. Really, it was Julio Jones' show, and that was it. Jimmy Garoppolo had 200 yards, had one touchdown, but bloop. Raheem Mostert was okay. It wasn't great, but it was okay. You expected more. George Kittle, Jesus, 17 targets. He had half the targets of the whole team. Usage.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot of this with booms and bust. The one thing I do want to talk about, though, I wonder, do you think anybody started the Falcons defense who got that last second BS touchdown?
Oh man, if they did, congratulations. I wouldn't have even thought to start them against San Francisco, considering
they had 11 fantasy points.
How good San Francisco's been playing.
It was that last second touchdown that gave them 11 fantasy points, but hey, it still counts at the end of the day.
Yeah,
weird things happen in fantasy.
I mean, Green Bay got that last second fumble that bumped them up a couple more points. So
they're not liking that.
Yeah. I was surprised by Mostert, though. I thought he would have got, considering how bad they were in the passing game, other than Kittle, I thought he would have got a little bit more work in the second half. He still got the touchdown on the ground, but man, I thought for sure he would still get more work in the passing game, but only had two targets, which is kind of disheartening for Mostert owners, because he seems to be the guy there now. Like, yeah, Coleman got 4 carries, but that was it. I think Mostert is the guy to have there going into next year.
Yep. Hopefully you all did great in your fantasy championships or playoffs. Eric's the only thing holding me back from going perfect 5 for 5. I think you may be my kryptonite, because I think you've beat me every time we've played this year, and I really don't like it. I really don't
like
it.
Well, everybody's got theirs, right?
I really don't like it.
Well, you better hope it doesn't hold true, because
the debt league's a different beast. The redraft league's a little different beast. I'm a little bit. My team's a little better in that one.
You have a lot of firepower in that debt league, so I'm. I don't think I have the horses unless everybody goes
Christian
off next week.
Who's a big old horse who can do a lot?
I do, but. Man, Lenny Fournette, you got to do something, bud, because you're not. No, wait, do I have Fournette in that league? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Now I have to look at it. Yeah, I do have Fournette. But Winston's got not a great matchup. I have no tight end.
I have no Chris Godwin. So. I'm going to put Le'Veon Bell in my flex. Ugh.
Ew. I do have Darius Slayton, so might plug him in somewhere, maybe.
I'm playing in a championship game next week where I'm starting 3 wide receivers. It's going to be Tyreek Hill, Terry McLaurin, and Darius Slayton.
There you go. Woo! What's wrong with that?
Nothing. But 3 weeks ago, I'd have been like, I am F'd in the A.
Is he going to score 200 points or are you going to score 100? There's no in between with those guys. That's really funny.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the MTWagon Fantasy Football Podcast. I know this is a little bit of a rough one with some technical difficulties on my side, but hey, thanks for getting through it with us all. Hopefully you guys are all doing great. Hopefully we get into the season soon so we can start talking about some draft stuff, some fun stuff for next year, and start having some more fun with these and not just giving you stat recaps all day that you don't care to hear. But remember, hit us up always at MTWagonFF. I'm at Tack Jones. Eric's at Gunsavell19. Kylo Ren, Mr. He's Got Problems, the resistance is after him. Josh is at FF Josh Hughes. See you guys later.
Later.
Oh, damn, wrong button.